In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you know what today's feast day is? It's May 3rd. What's the feast day? It's the feast day of Sister Anne. It's her birthday. Let's sing happy birthday to Sister Anne.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May the dear Lord bless 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 you.
Many more. With the help of God, many more. Yes. Oh. Thank you, Sister Anne, for your faithfulness to Christ. Especially thank you for your faithfulness to Christ in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Only God can reward you. And He will. Jesus says in the Gospel today, He says, "Have you been with me so long, and still you do not know me? Have you been with me so long, and still you do not know me?" This is appropriate for us today. Why? We're at the end of the school year, right? This is the last time during the school calendar year that we will have a First Friday. We've made a long journey together in this school year, making sure that we're here each and every Friday to be able to worship God, receive the Eucharist, to declare our love for Jesus in His most sacred heart, and allow Him to declare His love for us, which is the gift of His Sacred Heart. And He says to us, "Have you been with me so long, and still you do not know me?" Does anybody know what the word science means? You got science class, right? Right? You do that. You got science class. Well, what does science mean? What's the meaning of the word science? I'll give you the Latin word, scientia, spelled exactly the same. What does it mean? The word science means knowledge. Knowledge. Every subject you study in school is all a scientia. If you want to give the real definition of all the classes that you take, when you have your math class, what's that? The science of mathematics. When you have your language arts class, your English class, that's the science of language. When you have whatever class it is that you take, whether it's government or whether you're taking a course in penmanship, when you're taking a course in speech, whatever it is, it's the science of that subject, the knowledge of that subject. The whole point of your study in that subject is to gain that knowledge, gain that truth, gain all that is in there and incorporate it into yourself so you can truly be said to know that subject. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not saying, young men and women, today when you come for First Friday Mass, do you have the sciencia of me? Do you got a lot of facts about me? Are you able to converse about me, to speak with others about me, various random facts that you learned? That's what our hope is for our confirmation students who are going to be on retreat today. Not that they have a bunch of random facts that I had to test them on to make sure that they at least have a minimum fact knowledge of Jesus. We don't care about that. It's important to some degree. We're looking for something more, and that's what Jesus is asking for more today. He's not saying, "Do you got facts about me?" He's saying, "Do you know me? Do you know my person? Are we intimates? Can I look at you and you have a friendship with me? When you're going through a tough time, do you know that you can confide in me? When you're having a joy, am I the first one that you come and tell about it? When you're having an anxiety, are you willing to invite me into that? Have I been with you so long, and still, you do not know me?" Many of you today have received prizes, or in the past, prizes for the number of First Fridays that you've been to, for the number of times you come early, early during your schedule to come and spend time with the Lord in the morning or in the evening during Lent. You're going to get some prizes today. Those will total up the number of times you've come here at least to First Friday Mass. But our Lord isn't concerned with what prize level we've achieved. He's saying, despite the prize level, do you know me? And he offers us the full of himself today. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is his gift of intimacy with us. Saying that he doesn't just want to be outside of us, somebody who occasionally we turn to or we can share something with about, hey, did you know this? I learned this in scripture class, or I learned this in confirmation, and that's a random thing, or I can explain to you what's going on here at the altar. That's important. But the only knowledge that matters is the knowledge of who he is in a friendship way. Are you intimate with me? Can you speak with me? Are you comfortable in my presence? Are you comfortable letting me give you my presence? If you don't have that today, that's the only thing that matters. Ask him for that. And more you become intimate with the Lord, the more and more you'll begin to see that nothing else in the world matters. It doesn't matter what grades you get. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how athletically talented it is that you are, or who comes to a party when you invite them or invites you to theirs. Because there's only really one party that matters. That's the one that our Lord puts on in heaven for those who love him. This is why you're made. To know him. To be intimate with him. And out of that, you'll be able to love him because you'll see his love. And then out of that love, you'll be able to do good works in love of him, to serve him. That's how you'll be happy forever. In the next life, that's heaven. Pray for me, and I pray for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.